God, peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
啊，感谢主耶稣的带领，让我们啊能够平安过了一天。
Thank His guidance, we pass another peaceful day.
啊，大家聚集在这里敬拜神。
We can gather here together to have this service.
啊，愿主耶稣带领祝福我们。
May His Spirit guide us.
啊，对于我们今天晚上所查考的道理。
Concerning this evening's topic.
啊，大家能够得到造就。
We can all be edified.
啊，我们今天要用要靠主喜乐这个题目做彼此的勉励。
This evening, the topic for the sermon is to be joyful. To rejoice in Lord.
我们先来看腓立比书第三章第一节。
Let's first turn to Philippians chapter 3, verse 1.
腓立比书第三章第一节。
Philippians chapter 3, verse 1.
第三章第一节，弟兄们，我还有话说，你们要靠主喜乐。我把这话再写给你们，与我并不为难，与你们却是妥当。我们再看第四章第一节。
Let's then turn to chapter 4, verse 1.
第四章第一节，我所亲爱、所想念的弟兄们，你们就是我的喜乐、我的冠冕。我亲爱的弟兄，你们应当靠主站立得稳。再看第四节。
Let's continue on verse 4.
你们要靠主常常喜乐，我再说你们要喜乐。啊，感谢主，这个是保罗勉励腓立比教会啊那一些同龄的话。
These are some words that given by Paul to church in Philippians.
有人说这个腓立比书是喜乐的书信。
Someone say that Philippians is a book filled of joy.
啊，因为这保罗在腓立比书里面总共有十二次提到喜乐这两个字。
Paul he mentioned the word rejoice 12 times.
啊，至于讲到欢欢喜喜这个字眼啊，那就比较更多一点。
And also he mentioned the word be happy in Lord.
我个人在想，这个保罗为什么在腓立比教会他特别强调这个喜乐这个字呢？
I'm wondering why Paul mentioned so many times the word rejoice in Philippians.
本来这个腓立比教会是保罗啊，他当时啊在寻牧的时候啊，许多教会当中啊，他可以说是印象特别好的一间。
The Church of Philippians is one of the church that established by Paul and they have good conduct.
我们来看一下这个腓立比书第一章。
Turn to Philippians chapter 1.
腓立比书第一章第三节。
Chapter 1 verse 3.
腓立比书第一章第三节，我每逢想念你们就感谢我的神。第四节。
Verse 4.
每逢为你们众人祈求的时候，常是欢欢喜喜的祈求，因为从头一天直到如今，你们是同心合意的兴旺福音。这个腓立比教会啊，是保罗传道的时候啊建立的一间教会。
Church of Philippians is established by Paul.
这腓立比教会有很好的传统。
Church of Philippians has good tradition.
腓立比教会的信徒也有很好的表现。
And all member in Church of Philippians has good reputation.
所以保罗说，他每次啊想到腓立比教会，他就感谢。
Therefore Paul says here, whenever he remember about Church in Philippians, he thanks Lord.
啊，每一次为他们祷告，常常是欢欢喜喜的。
Every time when he pray for Church of Philippians, his heart is filled of joy.
保罗写信给很多的教会。
Paul had written a lot of letters to churches.
啊，他也常常提到这个问题。
He often mentioned a question.
但是有些教会啊，他是想到他们为他们祷告，常常都是流泪。
And for some churches, when Paul prayed for them, he has to shed tears.
譬如说这个加拉太省的一些教会。
For example, some churches in the province of Galatia.
那是记载在加拉太书。
It's recorded in the book of Galatia.
譬如说哥林多教会。
And also church of Corinthian.
他有时候为他们祷告祈求啊，常常流泪。
Whenever he prayed for them, he shed tears.
啊，像另外这个帖撒罗尼迦教会。
And also the church of Thessalonians.
保罗祷告的时候也是常常感谢。
He often give thanks to God when pray for them.
很多这些教会啊，都是神借着保罗来建立的。
Many of these churches are established through Paul by God.
这些教会都是神的教会啊。
All these churches are churches of God.
但是为什么让这个保罗传道人，他想到的时候，祷告的时候，却有这种不同的反应？
However, why Paul has different reaction when he pray for these different churches?
啊，当然这个就是保罗他自身的感受。
This is the feeling of Paul.
腓立比教会的信徒啊，从建立开始，他们常常同心合意来兴旺福音。
From the beginning of establishment of Church of Philippians, they pray together earnestly.
腓立比教会没有出什么特别大的问题。
There are no serious problems in Church of Philippians.
所以在这个地方啊，我们没有看他在书信里面有比较大的重大的责备的问题呀。
Therefore, Paul did not rebuke them in this letter.
像这对这个哥林多教会啊。
For example, when he wrote to Church of Corinthians.
他就说你们是吃奶的信徒啊，不能吃干粮。
He said to them, you are the believers, who can only drink milk.
因为哥林多教会虽然他们在各种恩赐啊。
Although the members in Church of Corinthians has many gifts,
各种知识上，他一点都不比别的教会差。
And they have knowledge.
但是它里面就是有一些需要改进的事。
However, there are many faults among them.
让我们了解啊，这个腓立比教会是保罗看中的一间教会。
Therefore, we can see from here, Church of Philippians is quite cared by Paul.
所以保罗在写给腓立比教会一再提到喜乐的问题呀。
Therefore, when Paul wrote the letter to Church of Philippians, he mentioned about joy.
我想可能在保罗感觉呀，当时在腓立比教会欠缺这个喜乐的气氛。
Maybe Paul was thinking that Church of Philippians, they lacked the atmosphere of joy.
所以在我们今天呢、特别看保罗怎么来勉励这个腓立比教会。
Here, let's see how Paul encouraged Church of Philippians.
就是有关于这个喜乐的问题。
Concerning question of being rejoiced.
那我们现在来看腓立比书第四章。
Listen to Philippians chapter 4.
腓立比书第四章。
Philippians chapter 4.
第一节。
Verse 1.
我所亲爱所想念的弟兄们，你们就是我的喜乐，我的冠冕。我亲爱的弟兄，你们应当靠主站立得稳。这里面提到保罗说怎么能够喜乐呢？
Here Paul said, how can you have joy?
就是他看到他工作的成果。
It's when you see the fruits of your work.
他到腓立比的地方来传道理。
When he preached in region of Philippians.
后来在那里建立了教会啊。
And when the church was.
所以那里就有很多的弟兄姊妹。
Many brothers and sisters can gather together there.
所以保罗想到这些弟兄姊妹啊，他就感谢。
When Paul remembered about these brothers and sisters in Philippians, he gave thanks to the Lord.
他说你们就是我的喜乐啊。
He said, you are my joy.
以神的这个选民为乐。
He is happy from the chosen ones of God.
我第一次到温哥华来是在1987年。
The first time when I came to Vancouver was in 1987.
当时那时候是参加旅行团啦。
I came here as a visitor.
所以没有机会来接触我们这边的同龄。
Therefore, I didn't have a chance to come to church to have communion with you.
当时虽然看了温哥华这里的风景非常漂亮。
At that time, I felt that the environment here is very good.
但是也是像到世界其他地方看看，只是这种感觉而已。
It's just like another beautiful city in other part of the world.
那这一次有机会再到温哥华来。
However, this time I have this chance to come here.
很多人听到这个消息都说温哥华现在去已经很漂亮。
Many people told me that this season is the right season there in Vancouver.
但是其实我这一次来最心里面最喜欢的并不是那些风景。
However, this time I do not come to visit the city.
而是神在这么好的地方，让我们有那么多的弟兄姊妹在这里敬拜神。
I'm more happy about that we have a lot of brothers and sisters can gather here to worship him.
其实我们在台湾的时候也常常听到我们这边弟兄姊妹很好的表现。
When I was in Taiwan, I often heard the good reputation of you.
所以我们说常常在为世界传道祷告。
Therefore, we often say we have to pray for our evangelical work.
我们想到温哥华教会也都是感谢。
When we think about church in Vancouver, we give thanks.
当然像刚才讲的台湾也有很多教会，200多间啦。
As I said before, there are over 200 churches in Taiwan.
我们在总会服事。
I serve in the GA in Taiwan.
也是难免有一部分教会，我们想到会特别感谢神。
Some of the churches, when we remember of them, we thank the Lord.
有少部分的教会，我们也确实常常非常担心，在为他们祷告。
And for some of the churches, when we think about them, we worry and pray for them.
所以过去我们这个温哥华教会确实有很好的表现值得纪念。
In the past, Church of Vancouver has good reputation.
所以我们应该再进一步。
Therefore, we should advance.
就像菲利比教会它有好的传统。
Just like in Church of Philippians, they have good tradition.
但是保罗还是勉励他们还要进一步。
However, Paul encouraged them to do more.
要给当地的教会有真正的喜乐
is to be joyful.
所以这里说想到神的选民在这边。
Here he said, when he think of the chosen ones.
这就是值得感谢的。
He gives thanks to the Lord.
想到神让我们在这么美好的地方来敬拜侍奉他。
We know that God give us this wonderful place to worship Him.
甚至也让我们有在这里为主发光、荣耀主的机会。
And gave us the chance to preach for Him in this area.
单想到这一点我们就要感谢啦。
Only when we think of this point, we have to give thanks to the Lord.
尤其在访问当中，有我们从文莱来的同龄。
During the visitation, I met some brothers and sisters from Wenlai.
他们想说在文莱这个宗教不能够有真正的自由。
In that area, they don't have true freedom of religion.
所以不能够有真正完全属于我们的一个教会。
And therefore, they don't have a true church there.
所以他们来到这里，看到这么好的会堂，这么多的同龄。
Therefore, when they came here and see this beautiful chapel and a lot of sisters,
内心感到非常的感谢。
They give thanks to the Lord.
那保罗对这腓立比教会，并不是说他完全没有缺点。
Concerning Church of Philippians, Paul did not say that they are spotless.
哦，他虽然有感谢的话
，although he gave thanks to the Lord,
但是还是有一些缺点需要改进。
He still think that there are some improvement should be made.
我们看腓立比书一章十八节。
Listen to Philippians chapter 1 verse 18.
腓立比书一章十八节。
Chapter 1 verse 18.
我们从十六节看起。
Let's read from verse 16.
他说这一等是出于爱心，知道我是为便民福音设立，那一等传基督是出于结党，并不诚实，意思要加增我捆锁的苦楚，这有何妨呢？或是假意，或是真心，无论怎样，基督究竟被传开了，为此我就欢喜，并且还要欢喜。我们再看一下第二章第三节。
Then turn to chapter 2 verse 3.
腓立比书二章三节，凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强，个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。第五节，你们当以基督耶稣的心为心。好，我们再看一下这个第三章十八节。
Let's turn to chapter 3 verse 18.
第三章十八节，因为有许多人行事是基督十字架的仇敌，我屡次告诉你们，现在又流泪地告诉你们，他们的结局就是沉沦，他们的神就是自己的肚腹，他们以自己的羞辱为荣耀，专以地上的事为念。我们念这几节圣经就知道保罗他为什么要写腓立比书。
From these verses, we know why Paul has to write this letter to the Church of Philippians.
因为这腓立比教会里面还是有一点缺点。
Because there are still some faults in the Church of Philippians.
所以我们刚才念的经节里面
From the verses we just read.
有谈到有些人动机不纯正。
It mentioned that some of the believers do not have good.
甚至有纷争的事
and they cause a lot of
intentions. 有人贪图虚浮的荣耀
and some of them had motive for the false glory.
可能也有人看轻别人
and some of them despise others.
或者说单顾自己啦
or only care for themselves.
在后面也有说有些人甚至于他行事是基督十字架的仇敌。
And some of them work as enemy of the cross of Christ.
我想这个腓立比教会的同龄其实他们爱主。
From my point of view, I think that members in Philippians they love God truly.
有时候他们动机很单纯。
Sometimes they're motive is quite simple.
但是有时候因为对道理没有正确的了解。
However, sometimes because they don't have the true understanding of the gospel.
或者说有时候带着软弱
Or sometimes because of the weakness of flesh.
所以表现出来让整个教会气氛不是很好。
And therefore their action may disturb the atmosphere of the church.
所以保罗才一直提醒他们
Therefore, here, Paul remind them.
但是大体来看，我们看保罗，他对他们不灰心。
However, we can see that Paul still has faith in them.
他还是感谢神。
He still thanks God.
而且教他们怎么恢复整个教会有喜乐的气氛。
And he taught them how to establish the good atmosphere.
第一个就是我们要看大体
The foremost is to look at the church in a general picture.
我们教会并不完全。
Our church is not complete.
我们脚已经完全主耶稣早就可以再临了。
If our church is perfect, then Jesus we can.
尤其我们今天真耶稣教会在各地
Today, through Jesus Church in all regions.
我们都是一起在追求完全。
We are all pursuing for perfection.
我们常说啊，使徒教会是从完全一直变成不完全。
We often say that that the church in apostolic time they developed from perfect to imperfect.
甚至于以后啊，甚至于这个圣灵都离开教会了。
Until that the Holy Spirit depart from them.
我们所念的这些保罗书信啊
from these letters from Paul,
很多都是在主后大概五十几年六十年的时候写的。
Most of them are written about 50 years after Christ.
啊，这保罗大概主后六十几年啊离开世上。
Paul departed from this world about 60 years after Christ.
也就是教会建立三四十年的那一段期间。
It was about when Church of History.
一个完全的 一个完全的使徒教会啊，你看教会里面开始有纷争结党啊。
The Church of Apostolic Time starts to have dissensions among them.
有淫乱的事啊。
Start to have impurities.
哦，包括这个雅各的书信啊，犹大的书信，彼得的书信都有提到。
These are also mentioned in letters of James.
大概在主后九十年左右。
About 90 years after Christ.
这个老约翰啊，当时啊，他做工也将近结束了。
At that time, John was about to finish his work on earth.
当时教会设立大概六十几年。
At that time, history of church was about 60 years old.
圣灵就开始停降了。
Then the Holy Spirit started to depart from church.
那以后虽然说福音有传开，主耶稣的名有慢慢传到各地呀。
Later on, although the name of Jesus was spread out,
一直到主后1900年。
Until about 1900 years after Christ.
虽然有很多人相信耶稣，
although many have believed in Christ,
可惜圣灵早已经离开了。
Nevertheless, the Holy Spirit has departed already.
啊，这是多么可惜呀！
This is quite pitiful.
这就是当时教会的表现。
This was the action of the church that time.
我们真耶稣教会啊，在啊主啊主后1917年开始设立。
We True Jesus Church was established in 1917.
圣灵再度降临在世上。
Holy Spirit descend again in this world.
其实啊，之前还有其他五旬节教会的也有圣灵。
As a matter of fact, Holy Spirit descended in the Pentecostal churches also.
但是后来神认定我们的真教会是他所选择唯一的得救的教会。
However, God recognize us as the only saving church.
哦，圣灵就一直跟我们同在，一直到今天。
And the Holy Spirit remain with us until today.
教会设立初期有很多的神迹奇事啊。
When the church was first established,
一直到今天为止啊。
There are many miracles until today.
任何一个地方，我们真耶稣教会的信徒啊。
Wherever there is our believer.
假如能够有单纯的信心，
if they have a pure faith,
啊，真的照道理来行，
and walk with the truth,
而且完全靠圣灵带领来行事啊，
and rely on the guidance of Holy Spirit,
不但这个神迹奇事还是非常显明，
not only the miracles accompany them,
传道的速度也是很快。
The speed of spreading out the gospel is quick.
最重要是在人心呐。
Therefore, the most important thing is our heart.
所以我们看这个印度啦、非洲啦，甚至中国大陆啊，其实要传播我们教会的道理非常快、非常多。
As we see that the chances that we have in China and India.We can spread out the gospel.
因为他们很单纯的在接受。
Because the local people has pure heart.
因为他们很单纯的心在依靠神。
They have the sincere heart to rely on God.
所以我们今天千万不要怀疑神是不是跟我们同在。
Therefore, today we shouldn't have any doubt either the God is still with us or not.
不可讳言，我们现在各地教会还是有很多哦，像这些啊使徒时代的教会的啊里面不完全的表现。
Although many of our churches still have some impurities like the apostolical church.
但是我们绝对相信神会带领我们慢慢走到完全的地步。
However, we believe that God will guide us to perfection.
而不是变成越来越沉沦，甚至于神离开。
And we should not degrade until the point that Holy Spirit depart from us.
所以这是我们应该要来相信神的应许的。
This is the promise that we should believe.
那感谢主了，我们在温哥华有了教会啊。
Thank God we have this church in Vancouver.
有了这个会堂，有那么多的弟兄姊妹，这件事就值得我们感谢跟喜乐的。
We have this great chapel and a lot of brothers and sisters. Only this we should give thanks to God.
那至于有任何的问题啊，就是神给我们的功课啊。
And if there are more problems among us, these are the trainings that God gave to us.
其实也是我们服事的一个机会。
And also this is the chance for us to show our service.
没有借着这些问题，我们怎么有机会来操练我们的信心、爱心？
If there is no these problems, how are we supposed to train our faith, our love?
来将主耶稣的香气呀、啊，也就牺牲的爱来表现出来呢
？And to spray his love among us.
所以我们再来看这个讲到喜乐的事啊，保罗怎么讲？
And let's see concerning about rejoice.
我们看四章第二节。
Listen to chapter 4, verse 2.
第二节这里说，我劝有阿爹和寻都基要在主里同心，我也求你这真实同父一二的帮助这两个女人，因为他们在福音上曾与我一同劳苦，还有格利勉，并其余和我一同做工的，他们的名字都在生命册上。我们啊读圣经啊，假如没有特别的注意啊。
When we read Bible without lot of attention,
我们会觉得很奇怪，怎么讲到喜乐的道理，第一节、第四节啊，后面都谈到这喜乐问题，忽然间插入一段要劝有阿爹和寻都基的话。
Here we might think that.It is weird that here in verse 2, suddenly he changed his topic and talk about exhortation.
这里有说到两个姊妹啊，就也就是有阿爹和寻都基，他们两个啊，都是跟保罗一起为福音劳苦啊。
Here mentioned about two sisters, Euodia and Syntyche.
保罗甚至于说，他们的名字都写在生命册上的。
Paul says that their name is written on the book of life.
他们有好的表现啊。
They have good actions.
可惜啊，他们两个不能同心。
However, these two sisters do not have the same heart.
在保罗看起来啊，两个都能得救，而且都那么。努力为福音工作。
Paul considered that these two sisters can be saved and they work very hard for the gospel.
但是不能同心，这不是很可惜吗
？However, it would be quite pitiful when they cannot work together.
教会里面有人不能同心啊。
When we cannot work in one mind in this church.
有时候就会缺少这个喜乐的气氛。
Sometimes the atmosphere of rejoice will not be in the church.
所以保罗怎么劝他们呢
？Here, let's see how Paul exhort them.
他说：“我劝有阿爹和寻都基要在主里面同心。
”Here say I plead with Euodia and I plead with Syntyche to agree with each other in Lord.
他不是劝这个有阿爹说你要去同寻都基的心为心。
he did not tell Euodia to agree with Shinsati.
他也没有劝寻都基要去同有阿爹的心为心。
Neither does he plead Shinsati to have agreement with Euodia.
他特别说你们两个要在主里面同心呐、
啊。Rather he said they have to agree with each other in Lord.
啊，也就是在前面我们念到的。我们看一下第二章第五节。
Let's read chapter 2, verse 5.
第二章第五节，你们当以基督耶稣的心为心啊！这里面特别说，我们要用基督耶稣的心为心。
You say our attitude should be the same as that of Christ.
也就是同耶稣的心为心呐、啊。
That is to have Jesus' mind as our mind.
不是同我们个人的心为心。
And not have our own opinion.
耶稣的心是什么呢？
What is the?
所以主耶稣的心不是是非不分的。
Therefore, the attitude of Christ Jesus is not unjust.
主耶稣的心也不是单顾自己呀、
啊。The attitude of Jesus Christ do not only care about
themselves. 自己刚强而不能体谅别人的软弱。
If one is strong, however, cannot have compassion on others.
所以我们要追求同心，同耶稣的心为心。
Therefore, we have to pursue to have the same attitude that of Christ Jesus.
我们刚强的人
the one who is strong,
要帮助软弱人
should help those who are weak.
不管在道理上
no matter.Is in the truth,
在品德上
in the virtue,
甚至于在帮助的过程当中
or in the process of helping others,
我们要很有耐心
we have to have patience,
要很有爱心
have love,
而且要能够体谅他们
and have compassion on them,
我们驱赶羊群啊不能太急了
when we are leading the sheep, we should not be too rush.
另外啊，保罗又对他们说，我们看一下第三节。
Let's look at verse 3.
第三节。第三节说，我也求你这真实同父一轭的帮助这两个女人呐、啊。这里面呐、啊、有提醒其他的人呐、
啊。Here.Paul asked other people to help them.
这两个姊妹虽然很好
although these two sisters are good,
很爱主啊
they love God a lot,
他们也没有犯罪啊可以得救啊
they did not sin and they can be saved.
但是他们在软弱当中
However, they are in their weaknesses.
所以虽然保罗说你们要同心啊，保罗还是知道说可能他们没有完全做到。
Here, Paul wants them to agree with each other in Lord.
他对其他的人说啊，你们要帮助这两个女人。
He said to the others to help these two.Women.
我们想一想，假如说这两个姊妹，假如能够追求在主里面同心呢、啊？
If these two sisters can work together,
其他的人，假如能够用这个负恶的精神呢、啊、
？And if other people in the church
来帮助这两个姊妹
，can help these women.
那他们一定能够再恢复同心合意兴旺福音
Surely they can restore their hearts to spread the gospel
那教会当然就再有喜乐啦
And again the joy in the church we be there
然后我们再来看第四节啦
Let's turn to verse 4
第四节这里说你们要在主里要靠主常常喜乐我再说你们要喜乐
I say rejoice in Lord always. I say again, rejoice.
那当叫众人知道你们谦让的心。
And let your gentleness be evident to all.
主已经尽了，应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要告诉神， 神所赐出人意外的平安必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。这段圣经啊，我们常常查考。
We often read this verse.
啊，所以我简单提一下就好。
Therefore, I just mention it briefly.
这里保罗说你们要靠主喜乐啊。
Here Paul says to rejoice in Lord.
好、哦，事实上我们在这世上有很多不能喜乐的事啊。
As a matter of fact, we have a lot of worries in this world.
啊、哦，然后他说啊。啊，要叫众人知道你们谦让的心呐、啊。
You say, let your gentleness be known.
也就是提醒他们哈、哦，要喜乐一定要有谦让的心。
It is to say, in order to have joy, they have to have gentleness.
就是谦卑忍让啊。
They have to humble themselves.
啊，只要任何人哈、哦，他有骄傲的心。
Anyone are has the selfish proud in themselves.
圣经说，连神都阻挡骄傲的人，何况我们人呢？
In the Bible say, even God even God is the enemy of those who are proud of themselves.
连主耶稣那么有爱心，
even for God for Christ Jesus who has a lot of love.
连这个伟大的神都讨厌人。啊，有骄傲的心。
Even himself hates one who are proud of themselves.
那何况我们人呢？
How about us women?
哦，所以团体当中任何人，包括我们自己，只要有骄傲的心呐、
啊。Therefore, among us, if anyone has the heart of proudness,
整个团体呀、啊，气氛绝对不对了。
The atmosphere in the group will not be good.
然后这里在讲说主已经近了。
Here say God is near.
讲到喜乐，为什么讲说主已经近了呢？
When he talk about to be joyful, why he mentioned that Lord is near?
我们只要参考保罗哈，在在提醒提摩太啊，这个年轻传道人啊，他所讲的话。
When we look at the verses.Of encouragement he gave to Timothy.
在提摩太后书三章说，末世必有危险的日子临到。
In Second Timothy chapter 3 says, in the later day they would be tribulations.
然后就记载啊，什么人单顾自己啦，哈、哦。自夸狂傲放纵啦
！He says, people only care of themselves.
啊，违背父母啦，没有亲情啦
，and they do not respect their parents.
哦，一大堆的这些啊人的不义啦
，and all of these unjust things will be done by human.
哦，这个危险的日子是人心的险恶啦。
This days of tribulation is caused by the evil heart of man.
当然是指着整个的社会啦。
These words are concerning about the society as well.
那也提醒我们每一个族内的同龄。
And this also works as a reminder for us.
假如没有谨慎啊，我们也会像他们一样。
If we are not cautious enough, we'll be just like them.
所以我们实在有太多值得挂虑的事啊。
Therefore, there are many things for us to be worried about.
但是这里告诉我们，应当一无挂虑啊。
However, here says, do not have any worries.
即使有这些事
，although there are these tribulations,
我们假如能够借着祷告啊
，if we can do thanksgiving,
啊，在祷告当中来祈求
，and present our request,
啊，在祷告中能够真的感谢啊
，and to give us give the thanksgiving to God.
那我们忧虑，神会帮我们卸下。
And all our anxieties, God will take away from them.
那神要世人意外的平安，要保守我们的心呐、啊。
God will give us unexpected peace.
所以我们心境得到神的保守啊，这个喜乐就产生了。
Therefore, when our heart is comforted by God.
我们当然看得到很多、哦、人的软弱啊。
When our heart is comforted by God, we have peace.
但是你只要能够在祷告当中啊，求神啊，
although we see many weaknesses of them,
来帮助对方,
if we can you know, in our prayers,
求神帮助我们从内心里面, 啊, 来体恤对方,
in our prayers, ask Lord to have compassion on others,
甚至原谅对方啊,
and to forgive others.
我们很多的忧虑啊, 很多的懊恼, 就可以化消,
many of our anxieties,
我们就能够, 啊, 有喜乐的心产生,
and we will again have the heart full of joy.
我们看到, 啊, 弟兄姊妹有好的表现啊,
when we see the good actions of brothers and sisters,
我们为他, 啊, 感谢, 啊, 祷告的时候为他感谢,
we thank for his action, give thanks to the Lord.
啊, 我们也求神啊, 保守他的心, 不能因为有好的表现而骄傲,
and we should also ask God to guard his heart, to let him not be proud of himself.
我们只要看到别人有好的表现, 能够在祷告中, 啊, 求神, 啊, 啊, 来向神感恩的话, 为他感恩的话,
if we can give thanks to Lord for that person,
我们当然也不会去嫉妒他啦,
we will not have heart of jealous.
啊, 即使我们表现, 啊, 啊, 比较, 好的话,
if we have a good reputation in church,
我们能够在祷告当中感谢啊, 就能够防止我们不会因此而骄傲。
If we can give thanks to Lord, we will not overly proud of ourselves.
因为我们知道这是神所赐的。
Because we know that these are the gifts from God.
所以我们对任何的不顺利啦, 或者顺利的事啊,
Therefore, for all sort of happy things or unhappy things,
我们都借着祷告来接受。
We should accept them all through prayer.
甚至于求神保守,
and ask God to guard our heart.
那么我们的心啊, 一定会有喜乐,
so that we can have true peace, true joy in our heart.
所以我们看这个使徒被关监牢, 他还是能唱诗, 还是能祷告啊。
We can see when the disciples of God is being put in jail, they still have the heart of joy.
他们还是有喜乐的心啊,
they can pray and sing him in the jail.
啊, 我们再来看第八节, 第八节啊,
let's continue verse 8.
第八节, 弟兄们, 我还有未尽的话, 凡是真实的, 可敬的, 公义的, 清洁的, 可爱的, 有美名的, 若有什么德性, 若有什么称赞, 这些事你们都要思念啊, 这里保罗在告诉我们一个能够喜乐的方法。
Here Paul teach us a way to be joyful.
他说啊, 我们都要思念什么呢? 都是好事啊。
Here says we should remind ourselves of good things.
真实可敬, 公义, 清洁, 可爱的, 美, 有美名的, 有德性的, 值得称赞的, 我们常常要想, 都是想这些好事。
We have to think of whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely and admirable.
这些事啊, 或者是别人的表现, 或许是我们自己啦。
These actions and good deeds may be of ourselves and may be of others.
也就是要往好的方面去想, 我们平常在想什么事啊, 尽量要往好的方面啊。
This is to say to look at everything in the positive side.
相对来讲啊, 不要想什么呢? 不要思念什么呢?
In the contrary, what are the things that we shouldn't put in our mind?
不真实的啦,
those are not true.
比如说虚伪的啦,
for example, those are false.
也就是人的软弱啊,
hypocrisies, which are weakness of man.
人不真实, 人虚伪的一面啊,
don't look at the hypocrisy of man.
不可敬的,
the unpraiseful.
不公义的,
the unjust.
不清洁的,
the unpure.
不可爱的,
the unlovely.
有臭名的,
those have bad reputation.
没有德性，也就是败德的。
And those have bad virtue.
哦，不值得称赞的。
Those who are not praiseful.
我们不要想那些啦。
Do not think about all these bad things.
我们只要想到一个人，都想到他坏的一面啦。
If whenever we think about a person, we look at the negative side of him.
每一个人坏的东西、臭的东西、不好的东西都放在我们心里。
If we only have in our heart all the bad things of all shortcomings of this man.
我们把自己的心好像垃圾桶在装那些别人不好的东西。
If we treat our heart as a garbage tank to fill all these shortcomings of others.
这样我们可能会喜乐吗？不可能的啦。
Will we have joy?
所以保罗说啊，我们都要思念那些好的啦。
Therefore, Paul teaches us to look at the positive side.
然后再提醒他们啦。
And remind them.
你们在我身上所学习的。
He said, "You have to learn from me."
所领受的。
And to learn from me.
所听见的，所看见的。
That you have heard, you have seen.
都要去行啦。
All the things you have to do accordingly.
保罗为什么敢这么讲呢？
Why Paul is there to say this word?
因为他自己有在追求啊。
Because himself he pursue after the truth.
他将万事当作粪土啊。
He look at this world as a trash.
他披戴基督。
He put on Christ.
他凡事以神为念。
He has the mind of God.
他为主耶稣受尽种种的这个苦啊。
He has suffered all kind of tribulations for God.
假如我们有这种心智啦。
If we have this mind.
不单单知道，而且去行。
Not only we should know the truth, but also we
should do. 所以这里说都要去行啦。
Just that we should do accordingly.
我们常常知道很多道理呀。
We knew a lot of truth.
就像雅各书说的啊，在所信的道上啊。能够实实在在行出来。
Just like James
所学的道上。
We should be able to do whatever we have learned.
就能在所行的事上得福。
If we can do whatever we have learned from truth, we can benefit from those things we do.
假如我们道理懂得很多。
If we know a lot of the truth.
我们知道很多，知道要去行的事啊。
We know a lot of good things that we should do.
但是我们却没有去行啊。
However, we never do them.
我们知道很多不能做的事，我们都去做。
And we know a lot of things we shouldn't do, however we do them.
其实圣经说，那就是我们的罪啊。
Matter of fact, it is sin.
你懂道理越多，都没有去行，你罪越重了。
If we know a lot of good things that we do, that however we didn't do, this is our sin.
怎么可能喜乐呢？
Is there any way that we can have joy?
所以保罗提醒啊，这些都要去做。
Therefore, Paul reminded them that we should do all these good things.
我们看一下这个第九节哈。
再看 verse 9.
腓立比书四章九节。
Philippians chapter 4 verse 9.
说你们在我身上所学习的、所领受的、所听见、所看见这些事，你们都要去行。赐平安的神就必与你们同在啊！这里说去行啊，神就要同在，神就要赐福，那当然可以得到喜乐啦。
Here say if we put it into practice, then God of peace will be with us, then we can have joy.
那在第十节开始啊，又讲到哈。
From verse 10, it says.
这一段我们也比较常常查考啊。
We often read this verse also.
所以我再简单提醒一下就可以。
If I will briefly go through.
也就是学会知足啦。
It is to learn.
我们看第十节。我靠主大大的喜乐，因为你们思念我的心，如今又发生。你们向来就思念我，只是没得机会。我并不是因缺乏说这话。我无论在什么境况都可以知足，这是我已经学会了。我知道怎样处卑贱，也知道怎样处丰富，或饱足，或饥饿，或有余，或缺乏，谁是谁在，我都得了秘诀啊！这里告诉我们，保罗说他喜乐的秘诀啊。
Here Paul told us about the secret of joyful.
就是学会知足啦。
Which is to be content.
学会感恩啦。
To give thanks to Lord.
保罗常常都要众信徒为他祷告啊。
Paul often asked people to pray for him.
不是说哦，他很有学问的使徒啊，神给他很有能力啊。
It is not because that he has lot of power.
哎，所以他很刚强，不是这样。保罗常常每一个书信都说，你们要为我们祷告。
Paul often ask people to pray for him.
然后这里啊，保罗说，知道他们想念他的心呐、啊，思念他的心。
In verse 10 here says, he knew that all believers concerned about him.
知道这些信徒有在思念他，有在想念他，纪念他。
He knew that this believers are concerned for him.
所以他心里面就非常高兴了。
Therefore he has joy in his heart.
所以我们今天所有的圣工人员啊。
Therefore all the workers.
我们也需要众信徒每一个弟兄姊妹不断的代祷。
We need intercessions from all brothers and sisters.
尤其我们。我建议啊，我们每一个弟兄姊妹跪下去祷告的时候啊。
My suggestion is whenever we kneel down and pray.
我们为教会祷告，不是台风天，也不是地震天，不是为这个会堂祷告。
We do not pray for this church, the physical church.
为教会祷告就是为我们所有的同龄祷告啊。
When we pray for the church, we pray for brothers and sisters.
所以。尽量能够的话，我们祷告想到每一个我们认识的同龄啊。
Therefore, when we kneel down and pray, let's remember all the brothers and sisters.
我们想到这个传道。
When we think of certain preachers.
想到这个长子。
When we think of.
想到这个负责人弟兄姊妹。
Worker, brother and sister.
我们想到他有好的表现啊。
Whenever we think of his His good work,
我们要为他感谢神啊。
We should thank God for him.
我们要求神帮助我们能够效法他们来做出这些美好的表现。
We should ask God to let us have so we can learn from them.
但是当我们想到他们
whenever we think of them,
或许有不足的地方
maybe they will have some shortcomings.
当然这是很主观的啦。
Although this is from our own viewpoint.
但是主耶稣知道不要紧啦。
However, God knows that this is okay.
你认为他们他别人哦，包括这些长子传道啊负责人或者其他弟兄姐妹。
We might think that these other believers or certain preacher.
我们想到他们有不足的地方，我们要为他搞祷告，求神帮助他。
When we think that they have certain shortcomings, we have to ask God to help them.
也求神让我们接纳他，借着我们来帮助他，不管是用祷告或者其他的方法。
And ask God for us to open our heart to accept them.
假如我们彼此之间能够常常这样来做。
If among us we can do likewise,
我们同龄之间怎么可能不亲呢？
Among us we will have love.
教会怎么可能没有喜乐呢？
And in the church we will have joy.
所以这是很重要的啦。
This is very important.
所以保罗想到有人在关怀他，为他祷告啊，他心里面就很满足啦。
Therefore, whenever Paul think that all the believers have concern for him, he is quite content.
再来就是知足常乐啊。
And therefore we should not be satisfied.
事实上这个不要说主耶稣的道理啦，任何其他的伦理道德啦，都是这样勉励啦。
This truth is not only mentioned in the Bible, this is actually a common sense.
大家都知道知足常乐。
We all know if we feel satisfied, we have joy.
但是假如没有主耶稣的帮助，可能吗？
However, without help of Christ Jesus, is it possible for us to be joyful?
我常常这样想。
I often think this way.
假如没有主耶稣的帮助，人不可能知足常乐了。
Without help of Christ, we would not be, our heart would not be content.
很抱歉哈，因为这一段讲完，可能再多个十分钟哈，好不好？假如说大家假如有急事的哈，可以先离开哈。
Sorry,
再多十分钟啊。
Delay of time, this sermon we end about in 10 minutes.
这个以前我记得在大学的时候，我们上第一堂的经济学这个课的时候。
In the when I was learning the Bible,
我们的教授他说，什么叫经济学呢
when I was in the university, I was attending the economy.
简单的说，就是教你怎么用一块钱。
What is the economy, which is to use your money?
能够得到十块钱的东西。
Use $1 to gain $10.
然后得到100块钱以上的满足了。
And to gain over 100 points of contention.
也就是用世上有限的物质来满足人无限的欲望。
Which is to fulfill our heart with limited.
所以就有很多的经济的理论跟方法啦。
Therefore, there are many theories in economy.
所以很多方法。
There are many ways.
有些就非常残忍了。
And some of the ways are very cruel.
产生了所谓的什么资本主义、共产主义一大堆的这个讲法。
And this is the where the capitalism and communism come from.
不详细讲哈，最重要就是说要用有限的物质来满足人无限的欲望，这个可能吗
？My point is it possible to use the limit resource to fulfill our heart?
好像有一个无底洞你要用东西去填满它。
It's just like We cannot feel a black hole.
这是不可能的啦。
It is impossible.
无底洞，你怎么用有限的东西去填满它
？The black hole is never going to be filled.
所以我们看人
Therefore, when we look
还没有钱的时候
when they are in their needs,
他就想说，我只要有一间房子就好了。
He would think, I would be satisfied.
有一间房子他就说我只要有两间就好了。
When he has a house of his own, he would say, "I will be satisfied when I have two."
比如说在台湾乡下有房子，他说我只要在台北有房子就好了。
For example, if certain man has a house in the suburb, he might say,
台北有房子他一定还会想到其他地方有更多的房子了。
He will want more houses.
其实这个是正常的啦。
This is normal for man.
但是假如没不知足的话
，However, if our heart can never be satisfied,
我们会知道说一个人有了100万他会缺900万。
We will know that that a man's pocket will never be filled.
为什么呢？因为他不知足
because he will never be satisfied.
他成百万了，他有百万了，他会想到人家有1000万的啊。
When he have million of dollars, he will want trillion of dollars.
所以他心里面就缺那900万了。
Therefore, his heart would be always in need.
他有1000万，他会想人家是亿万富翁啊。
When he have million dollars, he will.
所以他想一想我比不上人家。
He will always compare himself to other people.
所以他还缺9000万才变1亿啊。
Therefore, his heart is always in need.
就是这样，人的心就是无限止的啦。
Man's heart is never to be filled.
所以不可能用世上的方法。
Therefore, it is not possible to.
有什么方法能够让人真的知足呢？
What is the true way for one to be satisfied?
我们看约翰福音第三章。
Let's turn to.
约翰福音第三章。
Turn to John chapter 3.
约翰福音第三章。
To be John, turn to John chapter 3.
我们看34节。
Chapter 3, verse 34.
34节，神所差来就说神的话，因为神赐圣灵给他是没有限量的。这里说神赐圣灵啊，神赐的灵哈、啊，这里是没有限量的啊。这个小字它有点点哈、啊，意思就是说神所赐的圣灵它是无可限量的啦。
Here say that God give the Spirit without limit.
因为神的灵啊，它充满万有。
Because God's Spirit fills everything.
神的灵才是无限的啦。
His Spirit is without limit.
所以人无限的欲望，只有圣灵才能满足他。
Therefore the unlimited will of man can only be satisfied.
也就是只有先被圣灵充满啊。
Therefore, only for those people whose heart is filled with the Spirit,
才能让人的心得到满足啦。
Their heart can be content and satisfied.
所以我们看教会里面啦。
Therefore, when we look at the church,
啊，最有满足心、最会知足的人呐、啊。
The one who know how to content.
最有喜乐的人。
The one who has most joy.
不是最有钱的人。
It's not.Are not those who are
不是最有学问地位的人
rich or those who has most knowledge
哦，是那一些被圣灵最充满的人
However, are those who are filled with Holy Spirit
所以有人啊，他虽然没有什么地位，没有什么学问啊
Although some of us do not have a great deal of knowledge or money
他随时感谢，随时都喜乐啊
We thank God in all occasion
哦、所以、这一段我们今天、哦、也大概查考一下就是保罗啊，他知道腓立比教会还有一些小缺点
As a summary,、Paul knew that church in Philippians has a little shortcomings
所以勉励他们啊，你们、要再进一步啊、
Therefore he